With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump has angered both the White House and his GOP presidential rivals with his comments about Israel. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At a Florida rally this week, Trump criticized Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, called Israel's defense chief a jerk, and described the Hezbollah militant group as very smart. A White House spokesman said that a former U.S. president calling terrorists smart is unhinged and sickening. Trump's campaign rivals also spoke out. Ron DeSantis said it's absurd to attack our friend and ally, Israel. And Mike Pence responded, saying Hezbollah aren't smart, they're evil. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Those on Social Security will get more money in 2024. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Millions on Social Security will get 3.2% more in 2024. That's over $50 more every month for the average recipient, says the Social Security Administration. That's a lot less than this year's 8.7% increase, but that was brought on by record 40-year high inflation. The 3.2% increase for 2024 reflects moderating consumer prices. About 71 million people are on Social Security, including retirees, disabled people, and children. I'm Rita Foley.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise has been unable to sway enough skeptical Republican colleagues to support him for Speaker, and the anger and frustration is growing in the House. Republicans went behind closed doors for another long meeting Thursday, but there's no resolution in sight. Even though Scalise won the majority party's nomination during a private meeting Wednesday, he's finding that some fellow Republicans are reluctant to back him in a floor vote. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 173 points, the Nasdaq dropped 85, the S&P 500 index lower by 27. This is SRN News. The National Hockey League bans gay tape.
Players apply heavy tape to their sticks to improve grip and protect the blade. Some teams have been forcing them to use rainbow-colored tape to celebrate the LGBT community. That sparked something of a mutiny amongst players last season, and now the NHL has put an end to the practice. It's issued a letter saying, quote, players shall not be put in the position of having to demonstrate personal support for any special initiatives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The family of a transgender 9-year-old in North Carolina is suing state health officials to block a law that bars children from undergoing sex change operations. The parents claim the ban will force their child to undergo a traumatic wrong gender puberty. In Montana, a group of plaintiffs is challenging a new measure defining the term sex as meaning only male or female. A growing number of states are passing legislation designed to protect kids from irreversible surgeries. This is SRN News. Talks have broken off between Hollywood actors and studios. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The studios say they've suspended contract negotiations, killing any hopes that the 3-month strike by performers would come to an end anytime soon. The studios say they've made an offer as good as the one that recently ended the writer's strike. The actors' union says the studios are wildly mischaracterizing their offers and are bullying. Studios say the conversations are no longer moving in a productive direction, and it says the actors' proposal would cost companies an additional $800 million a year and create what it calls an untenable economic burden. I'm Donna Warder.
SAG-AFTRA chief negotiator Duncan Crabtree Ireland also says the studios are making actors sign unfair intellectual property agreements to their detriment. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.